Tax regulations in Germany are evolving once again in 2025, bringing crucial changes that directly impact expats, freelancers, employees, retirees, and businesses alike. Here's what you need to know to stay compliant and optimize your tax position. Key 2025 tax changes for individuals in Germany. 1. Higher basic tax-free allowance from January 1, 2025. Basic tax-free allowance, Grundfreibetrag, increases to €12,096, up from €11,604. Inflation adjustment, cold progression, shifts tax brackets upward. 42% top rate now starts at €68,481, previously €66,761. 45% top rate remains at €277,826 and above. Tip. For married couples filing jointly, these thresholds double. 2. Fifth method, Pfandeftalregelung, no longer applied via payroll. Employers can no longer apply the Pfandeftalregelung, 1/5 rule, for severance or share option payments in payroll. Employees must now claim it via their annual tax return. Expect higher payroll tax deductions initially, refunds can be claimed later. 3. Income tax reduction applications. Now every 2 years applications for Lohnsteuerermäßigung, income tax reduction due to deductions like work expenses or allowances, must now be renewed every 2 years, previously indefinite. 4. Tax class changes require formal application from 2025. Tax class changes, e.g., from class 1 to 3 or IV, are no longer automatic. You must now submit a formal request at your local tax office to change your tax class. Why these changes matter for expats: your net income and tax refunds may shift. You must now be proactive in adjusting your tax class, renewing tax reductions, claiming relief for severance or stock options. Failure to act may lead to higher withholding tax or missed refunds. Key 2025 tax changes for businesses in Germany. 1. New small business rule, Kleinunternehmerregelung, limits new net turnover limits from 2025, €25,000, previous year, €100,000, current year. If the €100,000 limit is exceeded mid-year, you immediately lose small business VAT exemption and must charge VAT. Tip. Monitor revenue in real time to avoid unexpected VAT liability. Also, no annual VAT returns required for small businesses from 2025 onward. 2. Cross-border small business rules harmonized across EU. Small businesses can now mutually apply small business exemptions across member states. Requires a Kleinunternehmer ID, KUIDNR, for cross-border transactions. Quarterly reporting to Germany's Federal Central Tax Office, BZST, is mandatory. 3. Mandatory e-invoicing for B2B starting 2025. All B2B transactions must accept structured e-invoices, like Ex-Rechnung. Small businesses are exempt from issuing e-invoices until 2028, but must still be able to receive them. 4. Simplified VAT and record-keeping rules. Threshold for monthly VAT pre-filing rises from €7,500 to €9,000 annual VAT liability. Record-keeping period shortened, from 10 years to 8 years for accounting records. What these changes mean for small businesses and EU-based entrepreneurs: real-time revenue monitoring, essential to maintain VAT exemption. Cross-border trade, now simpler, but comes with additional reporting duties. Digital readiness, upgrade invoicing systems for e-invoice compliance. Lower administrative burden, reduced VAT filing frequency and shorter document retention. Act early and stay compliant. 2025's German tax changes aim to modernize compliance while boosting digital efficiency and EU alignment. However, both expats and small businesses must be vigilant. File required applications on time. Adjust tax strategies to avoid unexpected tax bills. Ensure accounting systems are ready for digital invoicing and cross-border trade. For further details, clarification, contributions, or any concerns regarding this article, please get in touch with us at editorial@tax.news. We value your feedback and are committed to providing accurate and timely information. Please note that our privacy policy will handle all inquiries.